Welcome to Harper's Bazaar Arabia's currently trending podcast. Coming up, how to nail trans-seasonal dressing, the biggest trends for autumn winter 18 that you need to know about, and the investment piece that everyone needs for the new season. Hello and welcome to Harper's Bazaar Arabia's weekly currently trending podcast. I'm Millie Midwood, the assistant digital editor at Harper's, and today I'm joined by Beirut-based blogger and fashion influencer Rita Fawaz, also known as Riri Dada. Welcome to Dubai, Rita. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, first I just want to start with outfits because we're here to talk about fashion, but we want to know what you're wearing now.
I'm actually wearing like high street brands today.
Amazing.
So the thing is, since I started, I've always had this policy to kind of promote high fashion mixed with high street so that it's always something that's applicable and wearable to my audience. I'm actually wearing a top from Storettes.com. It's one of my favorite websites for online shopping. My pants are Topshop, and my shoes are by a Lebanese designer because I love promoting, you know, Arab designers as well. So that's what I'm wearing. And I felt like bringing the fall vibe here today as well.
Love it, because that's what we're here to talk about, autumn winter trends. So for any of our readers that perhaps don't follow you, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into the fashion industry?
So I've always loved fashion. You know, it's always been something like since I was in high school, I always wanted to make a statement, dyeing my hair purple, wearing big hoops, tearing, like ripping my pants. And just it was always like something that, you know, interested me and it intrigued me as a form of self-expression and as a form of standing out because I always wanted to look different and feel different. And it's something that stuck. So once I got a bit older, I majored in marketing, but I felt like I wanted to do something more. So I attended a program at FIT in New York, which is basically it was about fashion styling. And that kind of helped me understand the industry a bit more. But at the time, I planned on being a stylist. I'd already been blogging, but it was mostly like lifestyle, you know, in general. And then I found that I was mostly interested in personal style, trend forecasts and stuff like that. So I started off styling in Beirut. I worked with a magazine and I felt like, I know I'm gonna get backlash for this, but I wanted to be in the spotlight more than be the one behind the scenes. So I decided, okay, how am I gonna make this about me more and like kind of put a spotlight on my style? And the whole blogging scene like started, you know, to explode. It wasn't yet, that was about 2013, 2014. And so I decided, you know, to just start sharing, you know, my travels and the stuff I'm buying from, you know, cool boutiques, even like thrift shops, you know, like just places that are limited to one city, that, you know, like little gems, as they say. And obviously, like, for example, at the time there was this Phoebe Philo did a capsule again with Chloe. And so I ran, you know, actually like one of her shoes was part of like the anniversary edition. And I ran there and I was in the cold in Soho waiting for hours. And I was, you know, writing to my followers about it. And then, you know, they got so excited and I got excited. And that's how it started. It was purely by mistake. And I just wanted to like show how I dressed, because at the time in the region, women were only wearing high fashion and super dressy clothing. So I wanted to show them like stuff you could wear every day that's, you know, of course you're gonna have like your high fashion pieces, but how you can mix and match them and stuff like that. So that's how it started.
Amazing. And how would you describe your signature style? Because I've been stalking your Instagram and you have such an eclectic mix of clothes and accessories, and I don't really know how, like, what one word would you describe? How would you describe your personal style?
If I were to describe it, it's actually, I have a moody style. Like, it really depends on how I wake up today. What do I want to feel like? What do I want to look like? Sometimes it's very androgynous or very masculine even. Like, I wear a lot of men's clothes. Sometimes the first thing I do is go to the men's section and I purchase some stuff from there. That was before oversized became in. Mm-hmm. I've always loved oversized, slouchy clothing. I love structured clothing at the same time, so that kind of contradicts. I don't like anything that's too feminine because it makes me feel, I don't know, it just makes me feel weird. So I love getting, let's say, something with ruffles and then mixing it with something with leather, let's say, or like a pair of nice, you know, structured pants. So it's very mix and match, and it's also very androgynous sometimes. And it's kind of like an off-duty look most of the time. So I love feeling comfortable. Like, my favorite thing to wear is like a pair of high waists, you know, jeans with like a crop top. I just gave birth, so I'm off the crop tops for now.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. So it's just stuff like that. It's just, I always want to look good, but I always want to feel comfortable at the same time.
And before we move on to talking about autumn, winter, what have been some of your favorite summer trends? I mean, looking at your Instagram, I've particularly loved all your polka dots and your nautical stripes. There was one dress that you wore with the red waist belt and the red shoes. Oh, I love that look.
I absolutely, that was one of my favorite looks of the summer as well. I think my favorite thing this summer was, I'm not so sure, but I was obsessed with the asymmetrical ruffles that were happening this summer. And I bought a few things like that. And apparently, like, you know, the checkered print, like, checks are so in this coming season. I'm jumping to that, but they started introducing it from now. And I never thought that I'd be into that. But I bought like a few jumpsuits like that and a few like statement tops. I fell in love with that as well. And I'm always into bodysuits, like, no matter how I style those, like with a nice pair of high waist shorts or jeans or stuff like that. So that was basically it for this summer. I just love big shoulders, big sleeves, anything that's big. And that nautical dress as well had like super big sleeves.
Oh, yeah,
I'm wearing big sleeves now. I'm just so in love with this, like, forever. So that was basically it from the summer.
Cool. And what are some of your favorite autumn winter trends that you're looking forward to?
I'm not sure I'm so in love with the colorful animal print. I'm not a fan of animal print in general. Oh, so
that's what I like for autumn winter. I love the leopard print that's
really
coming up.
Like, it's everything. It's the zebra, the leopard, just everything. Mm-hmm. But like, now they kind of elevated it even more. So I'm not sure I'm so into that. I'm into the whole leather aspect. Like, you know, there are a lot of pieces that weren't, you know, you wouldn't think of wearing those as leather before, but that whole head to toe leather, I'm obsessed with it. I can't wait to like own a piece myself. What am I also loving? I'm loving the capes. I'm obsessed with capes. Like, even my wedding dress had a cape. And as I think, like, you see a lot of layering as well. I'm a big fan of layering, but as long as you don't look so messy. And there's a lot of hoods, like head pieces and stuff like that. I love anything you can accessorize your hair with. It gives you an edgy look and a more, it gives you like that edgy but kind of timeless classic look at the same time. Like, you look mysterious, and I love that. So these are, I think, and I love the cowboy trend.
Yeah, the cowboy boots
are
cool.
Yeah, I really love that. So that's basically, I think, my favorite thing. Ruffles are also still in.
Great, because I just own so many ruffles.
Like, you can never go wrong with ruffles. As long as, like, you add something to it, you know? Like, you feel it's not just, you're not just a giant ruffle walking around.
So speaking of leather and layering and hoods, I mean, obviously the Middle East, we never really get a really cold winter, but all the shops and stores, they still sell all these really wintry fabrics and silhouettes and everything. So do you think that in the Middle East we should still be wearing these trends just because that's what's on trend, or even though it might not be cold enough to be wearing these trends?
I think there's no harm in, okay, obviously not wearing it all season long, but if you really love a piece, I mean, I'm sure some people travel and they're able to go to colder climates for at least, you know, a limited, you know, number of days, but they're still there. So if there's something that they're really craving to wear, they can wear it there, or they can even, there's a trend now where people just buy an outfit just to take a photo in it or just to wear it once. I don't think there's any harm in doing that. For me, I also live obviously here, and it's a warmer climate, you know, in the Gulf region. But what I do is I kind of adapt a trend to the climate I'm living in. So what designers are doing as well is that they're not just creating pieces from one type of fabric or one type of silhouette. They're doing lots of stuff with that allows you to even wear it as a transitional piece. in, let's say, a bit warmer weather, because I mean the market is kind of headed in that direction where they want a bit more versatility in terms of the pieces that they purchase, so that they're not just limited to wearing it for 1 month. So mm-hmm. I think designers and houses are taking that into account, and they're kind of releasing, you know, collections, and I mean that are more like wearable, I guess, in this type of climate. Also, this is a big market. Mm-hmm. So I don't think there's any harm in wearing over-the-knee boots, let's say. I mean, that's a huge trend as well. Obviously, you're not going to survive in those all season long. And let's say layering, you don't have to wear two jackets. You can wear something that's like a vest. What I love wearing is, let's say, a leather jacket, and then I wear a fur or faux fur vest over that, or something like denim. It might sound weird, but it does look good. Mm-hmm. So instead of like putting two jackets on top of, and let's face it, it's really cold indoors here, so you can kind of take advantage of that. So I think you can kind of like customize those trends according to your lifestyle.
And is there a way to customize summer trends for winter, and we can start incorporating those pieces into our winter wardrobe? So for example, I love wearing summer dresses, like little strappy summer dresses, but in the winter layering like a big chunky roll neck jumper underneath it.
Yeah, so definitely. Like for example, I love wearing pieces like not just in their season, and there's always a way. That's the whole power of styling, and that's I think where fashion editors and bloggers come in, where they show you a new perspective to wearing something. So basically, as you said, like let's say I have a nice silk dress, you know, and it's not wearable all the time. You just put an oversized sweater on top of that, or you add something that's wintry, or, you know, a nice pair of, let's say, suede over-the-knee boots, and it just looks, and like, let's say you put a belt in there, and that way you're not too, you know, slouchy and whatever, but you look super glamorous at the same time. I also found that there's a lot of summer fabrics that are being kind of used now for winter, like, you see a lot of pleats coming up, and that fabric normally wouldn't have been, you know, perceived as a winter fabric. You know, it's like the silk and this and that, but they're actually wearing it with, you know, oversized wool sweaters and stuff like that. So I think there's no harm, as long as it's not like a super floral, bright colored sundress mm-hmm. that you feel like is just for summer. That would look a bit weird, I think. I still don't know what to do with those, but like if something is a nice, you know, piece, like a bright fabric, I don't mind wearing it in winter as well. Like people are scared of colors in winter sometimes.
Yeah, that's true.
Now you have red and the, you know, hot pink and stuff. So it's encouraging.
And we've talked about some of our favorite autumn winter trends, but what about the designers who are really doing it for you this autumn winter? So for example, I said I loved the, I'm loving leopard print for autumn winter, and I loved Victoria Beckham's like big statement leopard print coats. And I also love Diane von Furstenberg did these really ruffly leopard print dresses. They were my favorite. So do you have any favorite designers?
If we're talking from off the runway, it's definitely for me, it was Versace and Saint Laurent. Like I died. Those shows for me were everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I have to own a piece from each of their collections now. I mean, in terms of like, the super, super, you know, like the edgy Saint Laurent, like the leather looks that they have are insane, mm-hmm. insane. And Versace in terms of just everything. I mean, their prints, the monochrome, everything like it's just, I fell in love. Everything that they did for this upcoming season, like I'm just obsessed. I think there is one more designer I'm missing out on, but nothing comes really to mind right now.
So if there was one piece for autumn winter that people should invest in, what do you think is going to be like the real big trend of the season?
I'm not so sure, but I think if they don't, the thing is because it depends where you live, so I don't want to mm-hmm. be too general. Like for me, if I lived in a colder climate, I would definitely get like a cape or a really oversized coat. Mm-hmm. Like for me, that is definitely something I would wear on more than one occasion. I think for people living here, I think a piece that would stand out as a piece of the winter is maybe like something with checks, like a checkered print. Mm. I think that's really going to be in, because they're integrating a lot of, they're using a lot of color in there, which is different from what we saw in previous season, which are just the grays and the blacks and the whites. Mm-hmm. And I love this pop of color. There's something so 70s about it. And that's one of my favorite, you know, decades of fashion. So I think it's something that everyone is going to enjoy wearing, because, you know, sometimes you get so sick of the winter and the dullness and the glumness and the cold. And then you just want that bit of color into your
something
life
to brighten up your outfit and your day and your mood.
Or like, I think essentially a pair of like cowboy boots. I think everyone needs cowboy boots this winter. And that's the first thing because the first thing I get is, you know, I always purchase the shoes first, and then I move on to the rest according to what I feel matches that. And then it just snowballs. So after that,
And is it too early to start wearing autumn winter trends yet? When should we start incorporating them into our wardrobes?
For me, I think August, September, it's definitely a good time to start, because you're feeling like you're so over the summer trends. Like, it's been, you know, shoved in your face for so long, like since let's say March or April, and you're just over it. And for me, always, like, August, September, I feel like I'm ready, even if the weather is still super warm. But a lot of people have been wearing boots all summer. Like, you can definitely wear and buy a pair of cowboy boots or a really nice dress that you can wear even if it's a bit warmer. You can buy, you know, things that are, you know, the colors of next season. You can start buying pieces that are from that kind of color palette, and then just kind of layer on top of that by the time it's colder. And I think you would just, you know, take advantage of that piece for as long as possible. And I'll go back to checks as well. I'm just obsessed.
And finally, do you have any travel plans this autumn winter that we can look out for on your Instagram so we can get some style inspo?
I have no idea. I think I'll be back to going to fashion weeks as of next year, as of not the coming season, but the one after, once my baby's big enough to be left, you know, solely alone for a week or two. And for now, I think it's just going to be, you know, travel time with the family somewhere sunny in the winter. And starting next year, I'm definitely going to be back. So stay posted for next year.
Okay, well, we'll be keeping a close eye on your Instagram so we can get all the outfit inspo from you this autumn winter. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio today. It's been great having you and lovely speaking to you.
Thank you so much. And I really enjoyed this, and I really hope to see you guys again.
Yeah, please come back soon. We'll have to talk next spring, summer 19.
In cooler weather, I hope.
Yeah. Thank you very much for listening. If you're new to Currently Trending, then don't forget to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss an episode, because we have some very exciting content coming your way soon. We would also love you to give us a like and rate this episode on Apple Podcasts. And don't forget, you can visit harpersbazaararabia.com for all your daily fashion, beauty, and celebrity exclusives. We'll see you next week.